Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Root Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back for another great Sunday. You know, I always start my show like this. Thank you to all of my listeners. Thank you to all of my followers. Thank you to all of the snoopers. We know what they can do. Thank you to all the troublemakers in the world. Thank you to all of the liars in the world. I'm thanking everyone. Thank you to all of those people that are trying to make a change. It may be hard now, but you have to keep trying. You cannot stop. Let's move on into our show. We always start off with real talk. Well, the real talk of the day might take quite a few minutes because there's a lot to talk about. Number one, being incarcerated. You don't understand that the situation that you're in that prison or that jail is because you have done something that was against man's law. But being innocent people in, you know, there's more innocent people that's incarcerated than there is guilty ones. And that's, you know, that's a little bit of food for thought. You have to be careful with everything that you do. I mean, you can't even be nice to someone and let them use your phone. You may end up in trouble, incarcerated. Now, that's a lot to take in. The next thing is, if you're suspecting someone, it doesn't matter who it is. It's not just a lover, a friend, family member, or whatever. If you're suspecting them of lying, cheating, all of the above, I just said all of the above, please look into it. Follow your instinct. Last week was about putting your foot down. Well, that is the beginning of putting your foot down. Find out. And if you want to shame them, they should be ashamed. And you've been good to them. If you want to shame them, have you ever heard of shame breath? Shame breath will help to shame them. It will shame them so bad that they won't even hold their head up. They'll always walk with it down because they'll always be ashamed. I feel that that's punishment for a backstabber, backbiter. It's always a conjure tip for every situation. But that have done things to themselves naturally. Now, if it's natural, that's a cleansing. There's not much you can do with that. Because more than likely, yes, you did it to, I'm sorry, you did it to yourself. I hope that everyone is taking care of themselves in this hot weather. This hot weather is bringing on a lot of argument. It's bringing on a lot of disagreement. Every time the weather reaches its peak, there's more confusion in the air. Instead of avoiding it, some people run straight into it and dwell there. So today's show is picking up from last week's show, episode. Now I'm going on to, what can I say? Stand out of the way. And when I'm talking about staying out of the way, for everyone that's trying to make it, stay out of the way of trouble. Your troubles can come from men, women, animals, neighbors, just everything. Staying out of the way. I know that it's difficult to stay out of the way, but you should try it. I know that there are some that love confusion. They love drama. Well, I'll just pray for them. But protection is the thing. You have to protect yourself from these things. Protect yourself from that evil. And there's a lot of protection rituals. Some of you, I want to talk to you because I know that you are someone's client. When your worker actually tells you something to do, do not rush through it. Make sure you have all those directions right. Make sure that everything is in place. You do not have to rush through anything. See, that's planning. Say if you have to do something tonight at 10 o'clock, prepare it at 9, and then you'll have everything ready. Timing is very important. I mean very important. But all works of magic and conjure. You know, we're all lucky. Those of you that are listening in, you're lucky. You know why? Because you're listening in. See, God opened your eyes this morning so that you could go through your day. So you are blessed. Think about that. Now, let's talk about some hard stuff. I always use example names, like Katie Kangaroo, Ada the Chesapeake Cheesecake, Dumb Marvin, and all of those people. Those are trouble clients. Okay, what I'm about to say is if your worker is very generous and very nice to you and tell you, okay, I can start if you can do this. And then you do the starting thing, and you lay off of calling. How in the world are you supposed to have results if you did not call to get directions? See, what this is, workers, is people that's trying to deadbeat. Figure you'll forget what they owe or whatever. I hope I've made a point. And they'll call you. They'll call you in about, 1 to 2 weeks? And you need to speak to your ground workers. Do not let these people get over on you. They're out there doing whatever they want to do, these clients. Now, this is something they wanted, like they wanted a dress or a dress suit. Or whatever, they're going to buy that, right? So, if they want this, they're going to have to purchase. It's just as plain as day and night. It's not good, clients, to try this little trick because we know exactly what you're up to. And things can be twisted back around or made worse. So don't play with us. We're here to help you. But if we see that you are a betrayer, deadbeat, freebie freak, I can go on with the name, then that creates trouble for you. Be very careful. I'm getting off of that, and I'm going to this. Be very careful when you go into the store. I'm going to put this out here. I've had permission to. Stores like Piggly Wiggly. Now, I don't even know where to begin with places like that. Rotten food and racism, something that should not be going on. When you go into places like this, you can't put your hands in your pocket to get your money. You can't get a sheet of paper out of your pocket that has the list on it of what you're supposed to get. You can't open your purse to grab your phone to answer it. Places like this is disgusting. And instead of talking about it, everyone needs to get together, do something about it. Do you know that there's a lot of conjuration in these stores? People could be trying to get promotion, trying to get someone fired, all sorts of things. You have the customers coming in knowing that another customer is coming. And guess what they do? Sprinkle, 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 pour, pour, pour. I mean, whatever they can. And this really messes up innocent people. But, you know, on that note, if someone is accused and you know that they haven't done anything, guess what? It could be something more, like your neighbor. I stopped at that one. Your neighbor. You're supposed to be friends. Your neighbors know that you go there. I'm using it as an example that you go there. Oh, it could have been fixed. I've seen people that have not been in any legal trouble. Any. And all of a sudden, they start having problems. Well, that is a trick that has been put down for you. And you need that protection. And one ingredient in that, and I'm not giving this whole kind of tip, is the eucalyptus. Wait a minute, I give another one, and the oregano. But it's some hard stuff to be done for this type of conjuration. Many people of God have been accused, picked on, talked about, they've been through it all. And this is one of the things that they have been through. But there is justice. Everything you do reflects back to you. Yes, it's wise to tell a worker when things go down. Why not? It would be silly not to. Yes, it's wise to listen to us. Why not? You called. You came. So why not listen? My thing is putting your foot down, but you have to listen. If you're seeking this kind of help, you have to do this. Because if you don't, you can mess yourself and your loved ones up. Many people think they have all of this down pat. And one worker has had someone call her and tell her, well, I did this trick, and this happened this way, and this happened that way. We do not work the same. We all do the same thing. So, know-it-all clients, you really need to shut your mouth. See, all you're doing is wasting time, wasting your time and wasting hours as usual. Excuse me, I just took me a sip of orange soda, not alcohol. Anyway, all right, I got a little quiet there because I just see a lot of confusion coming up. And I wish I could reach out to everybody. That's what disappoints me. I can't. If I could help everybody, I would. See, I had to come to that realization myself. Workers do not feel bad if you can't help certain people. That's the message today. Because if they're truly wanting to help and needing the help, they will listen to you. They will do what you ask them to do. They will not try to be Debbie. They will not try to be know-it-all. None of that. And then some of them, what they have started, they think that they own you. They do not own you. You have more than just one client. Some of them think that you're not going to call back early enough. They're ringing the phone. One will fill the voicemail up. I mean, when you go to one, it's 757-757-757. When you're checking it, 757-757, you hear that all the way through. Probably about 99 messages, which takes the space away from others that's in need of help. And those of us that have more than one, I said more than three gifts, it might send us in rage. It might send us into that world, and then it might mess somebody else up. So, workers, you need to avoid these people because there are lives on the line. The way I see it, I have lives in my hands, and I need to take care of them. And in order for me to take care of them, I need to avoid situations like this. I have been touched today. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I say that because you need to be stronger and wiser. There's no one that knows everything. Every day is a learning experience. Every minute, every hour. But, you know, nothing gives anybody the right to pick on innocent people. The world is so wild, and I want to tell you about something. The world is so wild that you have what? You have, I hate to say the word, how do I say it? Well, there's no other way to say it, gay. Out there in the open, children become confused. You have to protect your children. I mean, there's a lot involved with the work that we do. You have to protect your children. You have to protect the ones that you love. You have to protect yourself. And I want to mention another thing, job. Okay, do not quit a job if you do not have another one lined up. And expect us to just come on in and boop, there's a job. Nope, that's not going to happen. That's going to take quite a minute to get you straight. And you probably had someone to fix you so that you would feel that way, or so that you would get fired from that job. You want help, but you don't want to do what you need to do. And there's many people out here that's ready, waiting, and willing to do what they need to do. It's just common sense. No, I didn't give many conjure tips today. No, I did not. Because this is really talk today. This is what I feel like people need to know. And to all the big mouths out there that have something to say about everything, let me tell you something. Shut it. Because once you open your mouth, you don't know who you're standing around. You don't know what they do. Mm-mm. You don't know exactly who they are or if that message is going to get back to another person. There's so many fights, arguments, and bad conduct going around. You know, people will go as far as to use Satanism and demonology to get rid of you. In relationships, you have to be careful. You don't know what that man's family is about. You don't know what that woman's family is about. Check everything out closely. I mean, with a magnifying glass, before you get too involved with anyone. Oh, and to all of you clients thinking that you can send someone else, send a worker, so that you won't have to pay your bill. I want to tell you something, you still have to pay. And the person you sent is not honest. They're not honest at all. They're after anything that they can get. See, what's for you is for you, not anyone else. And you telling someone else to call this worker or go see this worker, you are messing up. Most of the time, that turns into a mess. I know a bunch of us had that to happen. I've had it to happen. Send someone else. Oh, this woman needs to talk to you. This man needs to talk to you. Okay, they don't do what they need to do to start off. Then it's some, oh, I get with you, Brian, to just start on. Oh, no, 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 buddy. Mm-mm. We don't start on nothing until we come to agreement, terms, things are done. Yes, amen. There's business owners out here. Now, this is about showing off in public. Business owners out here that's about to be shut down because you got family out there acting like dogs. And I'm going back to the gay thing. It can be the gays digging in each other out there in public. It can be, Lord have mercy, it can actually be someone out there at a party, French kissing a poodle. And that is a real thing that I have heard. Got fired because they got drunk and French kissed a poodle. Oh, go to work the next day, you're embarrassed and fired. And then call upon someone to help you get your job back. Their job is gone. They do not want that. I wouldn't want that. Just don't get caught out there without what you need. This is a continuing episode from last week. And you have to abide by our rules. When you are our clients, yes, it's our rule. It's not your business. It is ours. If we say that we stop at 8 o'clock at night, that's what we mean. We stop at that time. And just because you put money down on a case don't mean that you can wait a month later and come back and pick up where you left off because it's going to be more. There's going to be more because we have to start over again. You don't know what went on in between. It's our energy, our electricity, probably gas, etc. Please think before you do things. That's all it is to it. Faith. Hard on everyone. I'm not. I just tell it as it is. I will not mislead you. I'm going to tell you exactly like it is. I don't beat around the bush. I tell you what it is. And it is what it is. If you have any questions, you can call me or come see me. Either one, it doesn't matter. And stealing, I'm going to bring this up. We're almost at the end. Stealing is another thing. If someone trusts you with something, do not take from them. Because there's some conduit with pennyroyal. You have to soak that. And add two more ingredients to it. And that's to, you know, fend off thieves. You don't know what that stuff does to thieves. And stop messing with people that you've been after for 5 or 6 years. Because if you haven't gotten them by now, you are not going to get them. You don't know who they're dealing with. You don't know who they're talking to. You don't know what they're doing. But you're still messing with them. Bad choice. And please stop using the pigs. Pigs are evil. Look at their feet. But stop using those pigs to try to hurt children. You're out there, you stuff the pig with a certain ingredient, and then you take that pig to be grilled. When the pig is cooking, the child is supposed to get sick. No, no. Stop doing that. If you have done it over 4 times, guess what? The same sickness you wanted for that child, you will have it. Some people use the pig's eyes. And I'm going to tell you why they use the pig's eyes. They use the pig's eyes to put the evil eye on innocent children. They're really after what, you know, after the adults. But the way to get to the adults is through the children. So stop doing that. Because it returns to you. What a sad, sad world. There are good things, I praise God, and there are bad things. You still have to think we're all still blessed to be here, regardless of what things we're going through, what situation. But with what I spoke through this episode, please do some thinking. Well, everyone, I hope that you've listened good and enjoyed the show and carried my words through the week. If you need to listen again, just, you know, 11 minutes after you listen to it again. Hope you enjoyed the rest of your weekend and your week ahead. And to my beautiful family, my mother, I love you so much. And I will be talking to everyone on next week. Until then, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed.